If you haven't already, turn to Romans chapter 8. You want to memorize a chapter, memorize Romans 8. Has anyone here memorized that chapter? Ira? Anyone else? Praise the Lord. You have? Forgot it? All right. But your spirit hasn't. It's good to memorize. Starting this week, the men of the discipleship class are beginning to memorize scriptures. How can you ever be pure and holy without memorizing scripture? The Bible says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee." There's only one way to grow in holiness, and that's to have a lot of word in you. To have a lot of word. Of course, it's a living word. It's not just a letter. It's not just some memorized mechanical thing. But this word is alive and active, and it's sharp. So you've got to put a lot of word in you. And, you know, that's something you can do. God isn't going to do that miraculously for you. Oh, God, you know, dumps a bunch of word on you. You have to just get in there and do the hard work. Amen? You know, you knew there was a part you did, didn't you? Didn't you? Yeah, there's a part you do. If you'll do your part, God will do His part. You must do all the spade work, the digging. And this doesn't save you. This is for those who are saved. This is for those that are already saved. You already have it. All right, this is probably the first, I don't know if it's the first one, maybe it's the second one, but it was one of the two verses that formed so much of my Christian walk when I first began, Romans 8:28, as multitudes of you, anyone who began to find the Lord in the early 70s found these verses, and they were a great blessing. We all learned more about them as we went along, but at any rate, I remember for about 3 years I lived out of this verse. And we know that all things work together for good to those that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. And every time something would go wrong, I would just remember that word, that everything's working together for the good. It just would blow my mind. You know, I couldn't understand how that was true. I'd just say it. I just simply in faith would say it. Well, everything's working together for good. And I would laugh. I would just laugh. You remember Abraham laughed. Sarah, his wife, laughed. Unless you learn to laugh, you're never going to learn to grow. Unless you learn to laugh, you're never going to learn to grow. And you're going to have to laugh because you're funny. Because God has not picked good people. He's picked you. And if He can pick you and use you, that's funny. You know. Right? That's true. Learn to laugh. You should laugh every day. Every time a word of God comes, you ought to laugh. Me? Submit to my husband? Me? Love my wife as Christ loved the church? Me? Love the brethren? Me? Worship God with all my heart? Me? Do all that? That's got to be funny. You know, God won't get you if you laugh at Him. He didn't get Abraham and Sarah, did He? He blessed them. God likes people to be real. Oh, I dasn't laugh, you know, or whatever the word is. You know, go ahead and laugh. Be yourself. God, in fact, wrote this word so you'd laugh. God wrote this word. He knew it was ridiculous. He knew this was the funniest word there ever has been. Jesus was quite funny. Did you know that? This is not my sermon. I decided to throw all this in. Jesus once said something like this. He said, I believe in healing. Which is funny. Jesus said, it's like swallowing a camel and straining out a gnat. Now that's funny. That's funny. Can't you see that? Can you imagine, you know, those straight Pharisees all around Him swallowing a camel, you know, and straining out a gnat. He said, that's the way people are. You worry about the dumbest things. You make something nothing into something, and you make something, well, you know what I mean. You reverse everything. Everything that you think is wrong by nature. That's why you have to bring every thought captive to the Word of God. You're just wrong. You're wrong about yourself. You're wrong about others. You're wrong about God. You don't understand. This Word has to tell you everything. You have to be taught like a little child. And every one of them will be taught of God, the Bible says. You must be taught. And one of the things He wants to teach us today is this. God wants to have a happy people. My wife asked me the other day, she said, Jim, how many Christians do you know who are really happy? And then I was going to start to think about that. And she says, I can't think of any. Now, you don't have to be impressed with what Peggy says. But it got me to thinking, you know, how many really have the joy of the Lord that no matter what happens, I don't mean just you can buck up and bear with it. I'm not talking about that. You sort of, oh, well, it all works together for good. But I mean the joy of the Lord, the good cheer that Jesus spoke of, you know. How many really have that? That no matter what happens, you're always in good cheer. Oh, I'm not talking about perfection, that you don't fall once in a while or get angry or mad. But I mean in the long haul. How many do you really know, she said, in the church, who really have the joy of the Lord? And I named a few, and she said, no. I said, well, what do you know, honey? But she's pretty sharp. And she really couldn't think of anybody that was really happy. And that's laughable. Why aren't there more happy people? Hasn't Jesus done everything? What is it that he hasn't done? He said, don't be afraid. He said, I love you. He said, I'm jealous for you. He said, I've protected you from everything. Boy, if that doesn't make you happy. Then he said, I'm your exceeding great reward. And then Jesus said, in case you thought maybe that was for heaven, no, even in this life, 30, 60, 100-fold. What more could you want? God protecting you, God blessing you, you've got everything. If with Christ you get all things, how could you do anything but smile? I don't mean you can't weep once in a while. I don't mean you can't be mournful over the lost and over the fact that you don't see heaven yet. But, you know, the basic dominant mood of Christians ought to be bright joy. I see so many Christians with their brows furrowed. You know, oh, I'm sure God's going to work this out, you know. That's not faith. Faith is you laugh at the darkness. You laugh when you don't feel like laughing. You don't laugh because you see it. You laugh because God says it, period. Can you not laugh? Then what do you know of God? Because everything in this life is faith. If you do not learn to see the face of God, the heart of God, in the wilderness, you will never see his hand in the promised land. If you don't learn to see the face of God, that's his heart. Because what he wants is not to get you out of all your problems. What he wants is to show himself to you. The purpose of your life is not to be trouble-free. Are you trying to get heaven on earth? Are you trying to see everything work out well? That's not it. That comes just as a byproduct. That's the hand of God. The hand of God is mighty. God will overthrow everything. I believe that. I don't believe there's one thing in all the world that can stop me. I don't believe I can die before my day. I don't believe that I'll not finish my course. And that's proud and arrogant if it weren't for the fact that it's the Word of God. I don't believe anything can happen to me but blessing. And, you know, all kinds of doubts and fears rise up. I don't listen to them. I don't believe it. I believe what God says. I believe that I'm going to have a joyous eternity. And it starts, you know, weeks ago, months ago, years ago. I'm having a good time. How about you? Amen. Can anything go wrong? Can God prepare a table in the wilderness? Or does he have to wait till heaven when everything's all right? When the devil's safely locked away? Is the devil locked away? You know. Okay, we can have a party now. No. God says by faith, he's going to prepare a table in the presence of your enemies. Now, that's a God. Who can say, sit down, relax, you know, and you're looking around, you know, is everything in order? No, it's not in order, and it won't ever be in order. It's not supposed to be in order. Jesus said in the world you have trouble. But be of good cheer. Jump up and down, shout, hallelujah. He says, when you see all these things happening, that's the time to shout and say, glory! Everything is great. I don't care what I see. I don't care what people say. I don't care how circumstances. Have you not gotten out of this life yet? Are you not citizens of another world? Most of us are still trying to change this shabby old flesh. Jesus did not come to save the flesh. Jesus did not save the flesh. You're never going to think right. Stop trying to think right. You're never going to feel joy all the time. Never. You're never going to see circumstances change, inward or outward. You're not going to see it. Step out in faith now. You've got it. Think right. The Bible tells you how to think. You're never going to get rid of all those other thoughts. Forget them. Whenever a thought doesn't agree with the Word, I don't regard it. Amen. If a thought comes and says, those people didn't like that, I just say, so what? What my God says, I don't care what my thoughts say. There's no thought like that in the Bible. You know, I read that in there and, you know, I read what Jesus said about that. Jesus said, everybody is going to bless you. What do you think of that? That's the way it is. Now, that's faith. Do you realize you're blessing me right now? Try as you may, you must bless me. I've got a God up there who's so strong and he's big, you know, and he can make you bless me. He does it. And I just giggle to myself. I think, you know, you can't help it. You've got to love me, you see. Even if you hated me, God will turn evil into good. What you intend for evil, God will turn it to good. What kind of a God do I have? He's a great God. I wish that I could pour out my heart to you more, that I could tell you how good this God is, to share some of the things in my heart. But I fear that so many of us don't even understand the basics yet. We're not even ready to look at God in His fullness and beauty. We have to have sermons on the flesh yet, and on sin and so on, because we're all bogged down. We ought to go on. We ought not to be still preaching on condemnation, yet 3/4 of us are still condemned. Oh, 9/10. No, higher. 9 9/10. You know, we still feel guilty. And take that seriously. So what you feel guilty? What do you care? It's not true. It's a lie. If you feel guilty, that doesn't mean you are guilty. Feelings are nothing. I bring everything to the Word. The Word says you're all right. I'm all right then. That's it. Now, that causes one to rejoice, doesn't it? If you don't find God out here in the wilderness, this is where you are. Here's Egypt. We're not in Egypt anymore. That was when we were damned. That was when you lived in open sin. Now we've graduated to hidden sin. Here we are in the wilderness. Now, look, you still got your old flesh with you. Flesh never goes away. It's going to be there to dog you, to tempt you, you know, to your mind, your emotions, your will. They're going to be there all the time. And, you know, just don't make any provision for them. Just say, be quiet. You don't know anything. I don't regard that. That died 2,000 years ago. Bang all. Now, if you don't learn to see God here in the wilderness, when it's not clear, there's troubles in the wilderness. But if you don't learn to rejoice here, anybody can rejoice in the promised land. Anybody can rejoice there. Anybody can rejoice when the sun shines. Anybody can rejoice when things go well, when someone gets healed, and so on and so forth. But what God wants is faith. And that goes before. Faith precedes. You see, faith is not going to make it into the promised land. Faith ends right here. This is the time of faith between here and here. We used to walk by sight. Someday again we'll walk by sight when we will see God face to face. It'll be easy then to rejoice, worship God. What God wants to see, and He knows this is impossible with men, is will you rejoice now? If you're born again, you can do it. If you're not born again, you can't do it. Okay? Now, sanctification is that process of learning to, okay, faith and worship. That's what the message is all about today. When you learn to praise God, then you cannot grumble and gripe and moan and be worried and be fearful and be proud and be envious. Why is there so much fear? I know why, because you're looking. Not at Jesus, not up here, but you're looking at yourself. I'm not growing like I ought to. Who cares? I prayed to God that He would, you know, take away this fear in my life. Well, did He? No. I'm still afraid. So what? I still get angry. You know, you're worried about anger. and fear. I thought after 2 weeks, anger would go. Look, it'll never go. It'll never go. Anger, fear, envy, lust, pride, self-pity, they'll never go. They're not going to go. What you need to do is learn to reign over them. Put a crown there. Reign over them. Just reign over them. Say, in the name of the Lord, you're a liar. That's all. That's what you do. When anger comes, say, in the name of the Lord, you're a liar. I'm not angry. That's just my flesh. And he gets killed. I just reign right over him. Now, he isn't gone. He's going to stick around. Just kill him. Just don't pay attention to him. But we take our anger so seriously. Oh, I was angry. I thought, you know, I surely thought after Pastor prayed that prayer, especially, or, you know, whatever it is. I thought after memorizing 34 verses on anger, I would get rid of it. You know, it'll never, 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 never go away. Flesh is flesh is flesh is flesh is flesh. And it does not change into spirit. You can't Christianize it. You can't baptize it. You can't patch it up. You can't whitewash it. You can't do anything to it. Just leave it be. It's dead. It's not there. But I see it. Sure you do. But I feel it. Sure you do. But I think like it. Sure you do. But I act like it. Sure you do. But it's dead. Now, are you going to walk by faith and praise the Lord? Or are you going to walk by sight and curse the Lord? Grumble. That's how you curse the Lord. That's a hard heart. Your heart ought to be soft. Then you won't grumble and gripe. You see, you can't have a soft heart if you're loaded with enemies all around you. You've got to harden yourself. And you dry up those emotions. You learn to control in the flesh your life. I mustn't be. I dare not be, and so on. Here in Egypt, we used to just express ourselves. But now that we've become Christian-y, now we have to, you know, put on a good mask. Well, if that's Christianity, you can have it. If Christianity is you trying to live a Christian life, you can have it. Then it's nothing but the old covenant. Then nothing has changed. If you're trying to live the Christian life, you can't do it. This is what you think. You think you're going to get this stuff rid of. Uh-uh. It doesn't go away. You're always going to have anger. You're always going to be tempted by fear and jealousy and so on and so forth. It's going to be there to the day you die. Here's the thing. Rise up over it. Just don't regard it. Just say, that's not me. That died 2,000 years ago. All things are working together for good, even the anger that I still feel. That works together for good too. Didn't God know I'd have anger in me? Didn't he know how strong I was? You know, if you don't have a God that you're looking at, now here's the thing, here's God. God is all wise. He is all loving. And he is all powerful. Almighty, I'll just say. Now, if you don't have a God, you're gonna try to be smart. Now, you aren't all wise, but you'll try to be smart. You'll try to outthink God. You'll try to outthink man. And you'll judge yourself then. You'll say, well, I'm pretty smart, and so on. I won't be totally smart, but I'm pretty smart. And you'll try to say, well, I'm good. You know, I'm not perfectly loving, but I'm better than most. And you'll try to say, you know, I'm strong. You won't admit that you're weak. You don't have any strength. I'm strong. I'll endure. I'll make it. You know, it's a rough road, but I'll make it. It's a heavy burden, but everybody has a cross. This is not your cross. Your cross is when you stand in faith and laugh. And you're not allowed, you see, to grumble and gripe and walk by sight. That's a cross. When you want to grumble and God says rejoice, that's a cross. God says rejoice.
I don't want to. Things are going rough, you know. I don't understand it. Why did so-and-so do thus and so? Why can't I? Blah, blah, blah. You know.
That's a cross. Jesus says, forget it.
I don't want to. I've tried. Dear me, I've tried.
You know, and so on. Well, how smart do you think you are? You're not strong. You're weak. But Jesus is your strength. You're not wise. You're stupid. But Jesus is your new mind. He's your wisdom. You're not loving. You don't have any love in you. Are you still shocked because you don't love? After 43 sermons on love, you know? Have you not learned to love? You're never going to learn to love. You don't have any love in you. There is no love in you. That, we're talking about your flesh. It's spirit. When you say spirit, what do you think you're going to feel at? You don't always feel your spirit. So you don't know what it means. It's just written in the book. The book says, I love, that's it. That settles it. Then if I feel it, praise the Lord. I believe you will. But first you must believe. And later, if you see the face of God here, you'll see the hand of God here. But first you must rejoice in the wilderness and see God's hand here, or his face here, his heart here. Here's where God's revealing his heart. This first, this second. You'll see the hand of God. You want to see victories? Learn to rejoice. Learn to have faith. Those that have faith are those that rejoice. And those that rejoice will see the salvation of God. If you believe, you'll see. If you don't believe, if you're still walking, I'm not talking about saving faith either. I'm talking about the kind of faith in the sanctified life. You must believe day in and day out that God is good. Okay, here's the way it goes. God is good. He loves me. He's jealous for me. He wants to reveal his heart to me. And here's his heart. That he wants you to see his face in the wilderness before you see his hand to deliver you. Because the whole purpose of your life is not to see the hand of God. It's not to see victory. It's to see the Lord. The whole purpose of your life is to know him. Once you come to know him, it's easy. It's a piece of cake. It's so simple. Once you see how great God is, and you can admit to yourself how weak, how stupid, how unloving you are, it's so much fun. The devil cannot attack you in any way. There's no way. If he says, you're not very loving, I agree. But Jesus in me is, and that me you just talked to died 2,000 years ago. Haven't you read the book? You're at the wrong address. You're talking to the new man. You're talking to Jesus Christ because he's in me. And you can't tell the difference because we're one. And he won't be seen apart from me. And I choose not to be seen apart from him. I believe. Therefore, be gone. It is written. Hallelujah. That's easy, isn't it? Stop saying, oh, I wish I could be more loving. I wish I could be more. I wish I could be more. I wish I could be more patient. I wish I could be I wish I loved the Bible more. I don't seem to even want to get up in the morning and read my Bible. So what? That's just what you feel. Well, you know, on and on and on. You know, hey, look. Just laugh at all that stuff. You love to get up in the morning and read your Bible. Did you know that? Let's just say that. I love to get up in the morning and read my Bible. Now, that's a lie, isn't it? If we're looking at the flesh will never love to read the Bible. Unless it's just to pour out condemnation. You know, you read all those verses. You know, there's some good ones in here. You know. The flesh will go for all that. But the real you has a ball. You know, it's having a good time. It's all over with. For the real you, it's finished. It's just going from glory to glory, isn't it? You don't look that way. You ought to be jumping up out of your chairs right now. No, don't do it. We'll get into the flesh, I'm sure. But you know, you really ought to be. You ought to be, woo! You know, you ought to be excited. Hello. Good boy, Rick. you ought to be excited because we've got everything. Don't you know how high the vision is? But unless you learn this here, you're not going to be able to go on. We can't even talk of God yet. Unless you see his heart here. This is where you got to win the battle in this little stuff here, day in and day out. Learn to rejoice all the time. You know, why are so many of us bogging down? We're not really grasping it. I tell you, God is so good. He's jealous for you. You know why all the problems are happening in your life? Because God is sifting you. He's testing you. That's all he's doing. He's just trying to see if you're going to look here or you're going to look up here. It's simple. The Bible is so simple. It's so simple. We make it complicated. It's not complicated. It's simple. You've got the victory already. Now, why ever get defeated? I don't believe in defeat. I don't believe I can ever be defeated. Oh, my emotions tell me I'm defeated. My thoughts tell me I'm defeated. My actions would tell me I'm defeated. My wife will tell me I'm defeated. You know, my neighbors, you know, but I don't listen to any of those. They know nothing unless they agree with the Word of God. I regard no man. We look no longer after man. We don't regard anything from a human point of view. God says, He is great and I'm exalted. I believe that. God says He's good and He's jealous for me. God says He's perfecting me. He's forming me. He's making me. Do you know that you love to get up and read your Bible every morning? You really do. You just don't know it. Because you're still listening to hear. You're taking this too seriously. Take this seriously. Don't you really believe you love to get up? I don't think most of you do. I think you're still walking by sight. Don't you believe you love to get up and read the Bible? How many believe that? You liars. You don't all believe that. You're just saying that in faith. Yeah, no? Oh, yeah. Well, the only way I can test that is to see whether you're dead here and if you're rejoicing all the time. That's how I know. And since I know most of you are not, I don't believe most of you. Maybe a few of you. To really love the Lord and not to be critical. Don't you just love to be critical of people? Say, no, I never want to be critical of people. I'm not critical of people. Let's say that. I'm not critical of people. Say it again. I'm not critical of people. That's true. That's true up here. But it's not true down here. Don't be shocked and surprised right after you say it that you're critical.
Did you hear the way that person said it over there?
You know. You know.
They don't even know what they're talking about.
You know. You win every victory how? By faith. Faith is the victory that overcometh the world. It's going to be faith. 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 It will never be by sight. The sight is something that comes afterward. It just is a free gift. I don't believe because I see. I don't believe because I see. Remember Thomas did that. He said, ah, now I believe. Jesus said, it's better. It's blessed are those who don't see and yet believe. You don't see. When you don't see it, laugh. You see, the more this looks real, the more I laugh. The more real this looks. Like, how am I going to get rid of my fear? You know. And then you try, reading Bible verses. Perfect love casts out all fear. Perfect love casts all fear. Maybe even try to sing it. Perfect love casts out all fear. You know, and that doesn't do it. You know, you're trying to cast out that fear, you know, and you're afraid of being afraid. You know, and you just get more afraid. Perfect love casts out all fear. Perfect love casts out all fear, you know. And you just can't get it. Look at Jesus. Perfect love. He loves you. Not you love Him. His perfect love for you casts out all fear. In other words, look at Him. Don't look at your fear.
Is it gone yet? You know? No, it's still there.
You know? And you just look at it forever. If you look, you'll find. If you look, you'll find. If you want to find anger, you know, you'll find it. Here's the thing. Look at Jesus. It'll just come out on its own. Oh, good old fear. Hi, fear. I'm not afraid of fear because fear is going to bless me. Do you know that even fear and envy and lust and jealousy and all those things are going to bless me? Because they're part of my life. And Jesus knows that. They're troubles in the wilderness. There's troubles out here and there's troubles in here, but it's all right because Jesus must have a plan to use even my lust, even my fear, even my anger. Who do I think I am that I'm going to get rid of those things? They're here. They're here. Not only are there troubles out there, but there's troubles in here, right? And if you regard it, if you make provision for it, if you don't reckon it dead, it'll come forth. It'll do its thing. Now look, you have the victory right now. You are not a liar. You may tell lies. You are not jealous. You are not boastful. You are not proud. You are not arrogant. You are not fearful. You are not those things. Now, you give me one scripture that says you're those things. If you've been born again, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creature. That's the other verse. If anyone is in Christ, he's a new creature. Behold, the old has passed away. Do you believe the old has passed away? Do you believe the old has passed away? Or do you think it's passing away? Is it passing away or has it passed away? Now, it seems like it's passing away. And sometimes it passes back. You know, that's what it seems like. But the Bible says it's passed away. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. Leave it be buried. Reckon it dead. You say, I don't like to come to church. Now, is that the lie or the truth? It's a lie. I love to come to church. I don't like all the brothers and sisters. It's a lie. I love all the brothers and sisters. I wish I could love my husband more. It's a lie. I love my husband perfectly. Now, I know it's not action. But until you start believing and praising and saying and doing, you're going to look at yourself and bog down. Don't look. Just say, I'm the greatest husband my wife could have. That's right. That's why you haven't been seeing it, because you don't believe it. Let's say it, all the men. I'm the greatest husband my wife could have. What do you think of that? Now we got to give equal here. I'm the most satisfying wife my husband could have. Let's go ahead. Come on, some of you didn't do it. You're just giggling. Let's say it. Let's hear it again. I'm the most satisfying wife my husband could have. That's the truth. How do I know? Because Jesus lives in you. And if he doesn't, get him in. Because there's no way you can ever make this life work without Jesus Christ. Apart from me, you can do nothing. But with Christ, I can do all things. Not in heaven. Good grief. We all know in heaven we're going to be beautiful and all that kind of stuff. I want to be beautiful now. I'm going to let heaven start today. Let's have heaven now. Do you know that I love you with all my heart? I really do. Sometimes I feel that. Sometimes I don't. I don't care when I don't. I rejoice anyway. I say, I'm glad I don't feel it today. That just makes me stand out in faith all the stronger. I believe God all the more. When I go to worship God and I don't feel like it, then I worship God all the more. You see, whenever I don't feel like it, whenever it doesn't appear, that's when I worship God all the more. That's when I shout all the louder. That's not hypocrisy. It's hypocrisy when you go by what you see. Because then you don't believe you're born again. It's hypocrisy when you walk by sight. It's faith. When you see, you're afraid to stand out. Maybe you'll be shot down. You'll say, I am the perfect wife. You're afraid you'll be shot down. Maybe your husband will hear you say that. Good. Say it. Put your faith in Jesus. Stand out on a limb. Go way out on the edge of the limb. Because the Word of God has held you up. And the Word of God will not fail. God will see to it. Now, you may not look good. And your husband may be correct. You are a mess. You know, it's okay. Say, I don't care what you say, honey, because you're not my God. But God said, I'm the perfect wife. Couldn't be a better one. You got the ideal woman. The perfect one. The Rebecca. You know, you fortunate man. You know, now that's the truth. That is the truth.
Yeah, but what about all this and that and so on?
Well, that's all part of the package. You know? And if you didn't need that, if you didn't need that, it wouldn't be there. But you need all those little irritations.
Amen.
And God will see to it, if I do evil toward you, he'll turn it to good.
Amen.
He'll turn it to good. I don't believe I can harm you. I believe I can only bless you because God will see to it. Do you believe that? It's faith. It takes faith. Don't expect to see that. But if you believe, you will see it. I believe you'll get up and testify. That's why we testify. We testify of what we've seen, not of what we believe. We don't testify what we believe, we testify what we see. When we get up and give a testimony, then we say, you see, what I believed, I now see it. The promised land has come. I walked here as though I were in the promised land, because by faith I am in the promised land, but when I believe it, pretty soon I see it. And it's just like the promised land is here, because Jesus is not only the way, he's also the goal, but the goal is the way. When I meet Jesus, I've done it all. As soon as he gets in the boat, I'm at the land. It's all over with. It's finished. It's completed. It's done. It's over with. Laugh, rejoice, dance, sing, believe, praise. Because God dwells in the praise of his people. When he comes, he's going to come to bless. And you'll not only see his face, but you'll see his hand. And he will work wonders for you. He's waiting for you. He's waiting for you to believe. He's waiting for you to praise. The first sign of belief is praise. The first sign of belief is worship. That's the first sign. I will know when you really believe. Now, this is not just salvation belief. This is sanctification belief. This is the daily belief. The first sign that you're a real believer is you'll praise the Lord at all times and in all places. Rejoice in the Lord always. Now, let's say it. From now on, I'm going to be the happiest.
Hmm.
whatever, you know, and fill in the blank. Husband, wife, church member, you know. This is going to be the happiest people. Do you believe that? It's all by faith. I mean, I don't care if you're miserable. You can look miserable. I'm still going to say it. I'm going to say this is the most blessed people there could be on the face of the earth. You know, these are just tremendous people, God. You couldn't have done better. Boy, look at, oh, praise God. But you see, we don't walk by sight. We don't look, you know. I just kind of wink, you know, when I see that. You know, it doesn't, you know, it doesn't bug me when people let me down. You know why? I don't believe, I don't have any faith in people. When people let me down, that's no problem. They're just being people. People, don't trust people. Trust God. Now, God lives in people. Therefore, I trust God in people. And He never lets me down. People let me down all the time. I don't care about people. I let people down. I don't care about myself. I care about God. God says, you're just the man for the job. Praise the Lord, I am. Can you think of a finer pastor? Next question. You can't beat it, because God never makes a mistake. God is so good. You are the most wonderful, the most glorious people. Do you believe that? Good. Let's say it. I am the most wonderful, most glorious person. I will serve God mightily. Now you change man and woman. I will be a mighty man of God, woman of God. Look out, devil. Don't worry about the devil. You say, some people say this, if I ever say that, the devil will get me. That's a lie from hell. The devil won't get you, he'll flee. Hey, we can, look it. Don't believe that. That's a lie. Oh, it hurts me to hear people say that. Boy, if I step out and I trusted God one time and he let me down. You know, in fact, I did it about 7 times, you know. So what? Who cares? Look it. You can trust God. It's just appeared to be that way. Don't walk by appearances. Get up again. Though the righteous fall 7 times, the Lord will lift him up. Don't you believe that? What, do you have to see it every time? I have to see it. You know, you don't have to see it. Believe. Why do you think God lets you down? He wants to see whether you have faith. Because if you have faith, God will raise you up so high. God wants to do mighty things that he can't do through people that grumble and gripe and have to walk by sight. That's the old. He can. You know that God can get stuff out of the Egyptians? You know, God knows how to make the flesh make churches. Hey, the flesh can be religious. Don't think for 1 minute God can't use the Russians, the communists, the mafia, the whoever. God knows how to make all men serve his purposes. That's no glorious thing. God can take anybody. I don't care how much you hate God. God can make the devil serve his purposes. That's no big deal. What he wants is children. The Jews all served his purposes whether they wanted to or not. You know, sooner or later he could make them do what he wanted. And they did. They were a school teacher until the truth came along. But Jesus is not a servant like Moses. He's a son. And the Son has set us free. I'm free. I'm not in this world any longer. I don't have any investment in this world. Then the thought comes, what about, and so on. Don't pay attention to that. That's not true. Whatever you think, whatever you feel, it's a lie. Here's the truth. You love God with all your heart, and God loves you with all his heart. That's the truth. God has exalted you. God has defended you. God will prosper you. Do you believe that? Then go forth and pick and victory and power. Speak things. Don't be afraid of falling down. Don't be afraid that you're still going to look bad. You're always going to look bad. Don't worry about looking bad. Don't worry about being embarrassment to God. How many try to save God? You know? Dear God, you must be proud of me. I saved you again. I knew you weren't too smart in this situation. I knew you were very weak. I knew you didn't love as strongly as I did. You know, so I saved your reputation again. You know, God doesn't need any help. Hey, he can make it with you. You know, you can bog him down all you want. He'll still make it. You don't embarrass God. God is delighted in you. You're the apple of God's eye. I am the apple of God's eye. Say it.
I am the apple of God's eye.
Do you all believe that? Amen. You are. That doesn't mean apple. It means a pupil. You know, I'm that little, I'm in the center of his eye, in other words. I'm in the center of his eye. Oh, that's you. You're a beloved people. You're a blessed people. There's nothing too great for you. There's nothing too good for you. There's nothing too high for you. Do you believe that? Oh, I wish your hearts could get a hold of this. I wish your minds could get a hold of this, to be renewed. Because God wants to do great and mighty things. And this bogs us down. We have so many cripples still in fear, still in anger, still in lust, still in envy, still in all these things. Throw it off. It's not true. They're all lies. God is going to do great things with this people if you learn to see the face of God in the wilderness. Don't ask for it to change. Don't ask for the inside man to change. Neither outside nor inside. Let it be. Because it's right there that you're going to see God. When you're angry, feeling it, loaded with it, right at that moment, then remember that God says you're free. At that moment, God says, I will work for you. I will work in you. I will work through you. Don't worry about it. Everything's in my hands. I know what I'm doing. Just look to me. Look away from the anger, laugh at it, and just say, now, Lord, if you can do that, if you can work with me, you know, as dumb as I just was, then you can do anything. And God says, watch. You see, it's exactly when you're mad and you think, oh, no, now the whole thing's going to fall apart. You know, they were just about to become Christian, you know, and then I had to lose my temper. Wonderful. Wonderful. You see, you were just trying to save. He wants you fixed up. He wants you just the way you are. If you love him, great. If you don't, great. It doesn't make any difference. God knows what he's doing. So just laugh that God would use you as you are today to accomplish the greatest, most wonderful, and glorious things. You think God's going to do something second best through you?
Well, I'm not clean enough yet. I don't think he can do much.
Hey, God can do anything with anybody. He doesn't do any second best stuff. Praise the Lord. Isn't God good?
Amen.
I hope you got it. If you did, I want you to stand up and testify. Now, not of faith. I don't want you to testify of that. But of sight. Something that you said, I see it now, I have it now, I know it now. Something strong. I want you to get up and testify. As soon as I'm done praying. Father, in the blessed name of Jesus, you said, if God be for us, who can be against us? There is therefore now no condemnation. Hallelujah. We don't even have to have faith. Not some human kind of faith. We're never going to have perfect faith. We don't have to. We believe the Word. The Word gives us faith. It comes by hearing. It doesn't come by believing. Faith doesn't come by believing. It comes by hearing. We don't have to believe in order to believe in order to believe. The Word says, God loves me. That's it. That settles it. It's all over with. The Word says, God is jealous for me. The Word says, God is seeking me. The Word says, God wants to know me. The Word says, God wants to reveal His heart to me that I might love Him, worship Him, praise Him, sing, dance, jump, shout, be silent, stand in awe, lay on my face, whatever. It's what the Word says. It's all that matters. We lift up and magnify the Word of God. We lift up and magnify the name of God. We lift up and magnify God. Oh God, we thank you that we are able this day to sing praises unto you that are pleasing. We don't have to feel anything. We won't. We'll never feel it all the time. It's enough that we believe. And if we believe, we know we'll feel. We know we'll see. We know we'll experience in due season. In due season. Until that day, we'll laugh. Until that day, we'll believe. Until that day, we'll praise. Until that day, we'll lift up our voices unto God and say, our God is great. He is good, no matter how it appears. And all the people said, amen. Praise the Lord.